an early morning delivery from Food and Friends, a nonprofit organization that provides free meals and friendship to people living with HIV and AIDS.
And today you guys brought me some, turkey burger.
People like Dwayne Hanlon, who was diagnosed with AIDS 6 years ago after contracting a severe case of pneumonia.
I started at Food and Friends right after I got out of the hospital because I had lost about 80 pounds when I went to the hospital. I lost 80 pounds, and when I got out, I was like totally weak, totally. I couldn't like squat down and get back up. That's how weak I was.
Food and Friends has delivered over 9 million meals to more than 14,000 people since it was founded in 1988. Their staff of chefs and nutritionists work out of these spacious facilities in Washington, D.C. The program fills a role that has been missing from AIDS care in the United States. People with HIV/AIDS are often too sick to work and do not have the financial means to eat a healthy diet. And the medications they must take to stay healthy often dramatically affect their appetite. Food and Friends staff, nutritionists, and chefs work closely with each client to balance their diet and their nutritional needs. Jarnay Henderson is the organization's program manager.
So the dietitians really work with the clients if they're having an increased appetite to help them figure out ways to add in extra calories without overloading their system with, you know, fats and things they shouldn't have. Or on the reverse, and if they have a decreased appetite, ways to break up the meal and try to get the calories they need in.
75% of Food and Friends clients live on less than $1,000 a month, which is below the poverty level in the Washington, D.C. area. For those clients, the food services are a lifeline they would have trouble surviving without. Food and Friends consists of three different meal programs, a home-delivered meal program where clients get a package of three nutritious meals a day and snacks, a groceries-to-go program where clients can cook their own meals for themselves and often their families, and Meals Plus, which is a combination of prepared meals and groceries.
We've really tried to figure out what works best for the clients. Is it based on where they are with their illness and what their particular needs are? We'll send them that meal.
The services Food and Friends provide would not be possible without the help of more than 800 volunteers who cook, pack, and deliver meals and groceries. The volunteers often make lasting friendships with the clients. Dwayne Hanlon says aside from the great meals he gets, it's the other things that Food and Friends provide that means the most.
It's a Food and Friends Christmas decoration, you know? You know, and they give like Valentine cards, and here's my Thanksgiving card right here that came with my meals. I got it right here. The good person who delivered it right here, I got it right there. You know, and I really, you know, all these little things that they do extra. They bring a poinsettia for Christmas. I can't wait for my poinsettia. You know, I really look forward to that.
Food and Friends continues to expand its client base. In 2005, it started a program targeting toward HIV-positive mothers, and it provides services to cancer patients as well. Jeff Swicord, VOA News, Washington.
旺旺英语网站, 欢迎您的光临, 请记住我们的网址是 www.english.com